Hey. How many times have you heard me say hey in the last week? 6, 7, 10, 500? I don't know. But holy fuck, it's the last day and I can come and I'm so excited. I'm sure you can like tell by my voice that I have a shitty grin on my face and I'm so excited to come. I'm so excited. I can't handle it. I literally can't. So, I don't even know what to do or like how to even... I didn't plan what I was going to say, if I was going to say anything. Honestly, I feel like my brain is just screaming like, come, 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 come all day. Like, I swear to God, ever since I woke up this morning, my body, my pussy, my vagina, some people like that word, everything about me was reminding me today that I can come. Even at work, kept getting distracted. I would just like have this weird surge of just arousal flow through me and I wouldn't even do anything. And it's just like, oh my God, I can't wait. I've been watching the clock all day. And I literally logged out of work, came into my bedroom because I work from home today, came into my bedroom. And yeah, I was almost, since I worked from home today, I was almost going to record an audio this morning. Just like touch myself and just be like, you know, haha, it's a final edge. I get to come today. No, I couldn't even do that. I was that aroused already this morning. I was like, there's no way I can survive. There's no way I can survive another edge. So scratch that. And I was just like, no, I'll do the one audio. That's just the way it's going to be. I'm so excited. And I'm not going to like, you know, make this some big elaborate thing and expect like, I'm not gonna, you know, be screaming like a banshee and like this is just gonna be just the way it's gonna be. All right, I'm not gonna hype it up and think it's gonna be something that's not. It's just, we're just gonna see how things go. Okay. Okay. So I have my vibrator beside me, like my clit sucker vibrator, but I think I'm gonna use my hands for the most part, just because, you know, I want to feel like I'm actually, I don't know, it feels better sometimes when it's just my hand, you know, just you and your hand, just making yourself come. You know what to touch, you know what to do, you know how to move it. So I think that's how I'm gonna start. And I literally haven't touched myself until, well, just now I'm going to start touching myself. But I didn't touch myself through that whole intro because I was like, I don't want to come before or start getting distracted and not know what to say and how to say it and everything. But sweet Jesus, I'm so excited. How many times have I said I'm excited? I'm fucking excited. Oh, shit. So we'll see how long I can torture myself. Well, like I said, I'm not gonna make a big old fuss about how I should be doing this. But, yeah. But it's actually insane how quickly I've already come to the point of, like, if I just wanted to come right now, I could just honestly probably let myself. It wouldn't be like a groundbreaking orgasm because it would be more of just like letting some steam off of the fucking pressure cooker type of thing. So, yeah. I am a little wet, as you can probably hear. Oh, fuck. Not as wet as I was yesterday, though. I was just feeling how the desperation was really setting in yesterday. It really, really was. And I will never subject myself to this ever again. All of you, what, fucking 100 of you that voted, I hope you're all listening to this shit. Oh, fuck. I'm used to edging my partners, not myself, so... The only edging I do is, like, mental edging and just touching myself but not actually masturbating, if that makes sense. I don't know. I do that for, like, a couple days and I'll just wind myself up mentally for a while. Because honestly, that's a lot of where my, I don't know, stuff sits, is in my head. I don't know, I'm strange, I guess, I don't know. Like, I like to get wound up in my head, and then it translates to my pussy, if that makes sense. Like, my mental state can make or break a sex, or an orgasm, or masturbation, or whatever. Oh, it feels good. My body's so tingly. My skin, oh my god. I have like goosebumps all over. And I don't know how many times I'm gonna orgasm. I'm not gonna put a set number or try to hit any certain amount. I'm just gonna do what feels right and go from there. And sometimes, just depending on how I move my fingers, sometimes you can hear and sometimes you can't. Oh, so just know if I'm making noise, I'm touching myself. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm squirmy as shit, though. Oh, my God. I'd have to be tied down. If someone wanted to literally keep edging me, I'd have to be tied down at this point. And there's, yeah, no way I could act normal or appropriate at this point. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I don't know if I should, like, let myself get to the point where if, like, I literally barely touch myself, like, last night I could have came literally just by touching 1 second over what I was doing before. Fuck. Or if I should just, like, touch and touch and touch until it just pushes me over. I don't know. Maybe let's just not think and just fucking touch and feel. Oh. Ooh. My breathing is literally in that shaky state prior to when I come for like the last 2 or 3 days. I don't know. When I like, hey. I don't make these sounds during sex, I promise. I mean, normally I'm not getting edged like fuck when I'm having sex either, so. Oh, fuck. It's just frustration. Frustration and neediness and just desperation to come. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh. Ooh, fuck, she's wet. Someone lick my pussy, please. Please. Just one little lick. Just the tip. Oh, fuck my brain. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. So feral, I need to just chill out, calm down. You want to enjoy these fucking orgasms, not just like get them over like they're chores or something. Oh shit. Oh. Keeps thinking of random shit and keeps throwing me off. I'm not kidding. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Holy fuck, I never thought I'd be edging for this long prior to coming. I just don't want to, like, force it if it doesn't feel right. Like, it feels right, but... It's like one of those psychology things. It's like, oh, now that you can come, you don't want to come. Oh, fuck. I do want to come, though. I do. Let me come. Oh, I'm talking to myself. Let me come. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I literally can feel how wet I just, like, it just, like, pours out of me when I'm so close. It's fucking insane. Fuck. Okay. I think I'm gonna let myself come. Holy fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, that felt so good. It's so sensitive. I keep wanting to touch it. It's so sensitive. It's so sensitive. I'm so desperate to come again. My body doesn't want to wait for the fucking sensitivity to go down. Oh, fuck, it's so sensitive. I'm gonna come again. Yes. These feel like super, or I mean, what was I trying to say? These feel like, oh, I wish you could see all the cum between my fingers, like when I spread my fingers. Holy shit. I'm just looking at them right now. Should take a photo, but I can never take a photo when I'm recording. I feel like I'm gonna fuck it up. Okay, anyway, what was I saying? Oh, I was gonna say that these feel like superficial, not superficial, surface level orgasms. Ugh. Like, sometimes when I'm super aroused, like, they feel great, don't get me wrong, listen to me, but, like, in terms of how deep they feel, oh, it's so hard to describe. Every orgasm is different, I swear. Oh, and it just has so many different variables to it. And it's funny, before I was about to record this, I'm just thinking to myself, my neighbor downstairs, he's still at work, and the neighbors across the hall from me, their kitchen light's off, which usually means they're not home, so, and so I kind of let myself be a little loud. Oh, shit, because I literally don't think anyone's here. Like, can you hear all that? Come on, just a lick, just a little. Just a little bit. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so good to come, though. Oh, fuck. Try my vibrator just to see if I can come with that. I'm gonna put you on my boob for a minute. Don't go anywhere. Ooh, my hands are cold. Or the hand that, not my hands, the hand that was touching my phone is cold. I'm just wiping off my fingers before I touch my phone again. I don't need it soaked. Really soaked down there. Oh shit, where's the mic? Sorry, it's my first day on the job, guys. Oh Jesus, it's sensitive. Oh shit. Oh, I don't know if I can do this. Might be too much. Oh, might be too much. Oh, oh, it's so fucking sensitive. Oh shit. My body keeps trying to turn it up, even though it's the highest speed. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Position feels so different. Oh, shit. All of these noises are literally just my me from like squirming and moving around. It's like moving my clit into different positions. Oh, fuck. It takes my breath away. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I wish somebody was fucking me while I had... I wish I had, like, five hands. I don't want to fuck myself. Oh, I feel like using my dildo just... so randomly. I'm just getting hungry for more. Ah. Nope, I don't think it's gonna let me come. Oh, Jesus, that made a sound. Okay, fuck you. Oh, Jesus, but it's wet and sensitive now, though. Oh, shit. Shit. Oh, of course I could come with my hand again. Vibrator was really making me hungry for like something inside me. I don't know why. It's so weird. Oh shit. Okay, has she had enough? I don't know. I can't believe I've been doing this for 26 minutes. 26 minutes. Do I have any more orgasms in me? I feel like I still could come, but I can feel my head starting to hurt. I don't want to, like, throw myself into a migraine. Sometimes, my brain's weird sometimes. Very rarely, an orgasm can, like, trigger a headache. I don't know if it's, like, the pressure or the release or something. I used to joke to my ex-husband, I was like, aren't orgasms supposed to cure headaches? Are sex supposed to cure headaches, not create them? Oh shit. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Yes. Oh fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, that was good. Oh, wow. Fuck. I look like a pathetic mess right now. Might be too weak. Just lay in the tub instead. Oh, fuck. Okay, are we done? I don't know. I wasn't counting, so I don't really even know. Four or five? I don't know. Ooh, fuck. It's sensitive, I know that. Just using two hands for a second. I just want to feel. So I'm sorry if it sounds bad because you're on my stomach. And I have a shirt on, so I'm sorry if there's sounds. Oh.
Oh, I was getting so close. Holy shit. Oh, fuck. Sometimes I just like come in with both of my hands. I can't explain what I'm doing, but it just feels really good. I almost treat my clit like a dick. It's hard to explain, but it just feels so much different. I'm sorry if there's a lot of extra noise. Oh, fuck. Yes. So bad like this. I probably should have tried this a couple orgasms ago. I'm like so there. Oh, fuck. I'm almost too wet and too stimulated. Very well, maybe I'll be able to hear my heartbeat being on my stomach. I can fucking feel it through my whole body. Oh. Again, I'm gonna see Jesus, so, or God, or whatever. Sorry, let me pick you up. That was fucking, that was crazy. I probably shouldn't have tried for that last one, but I almost started getting stubborn. Say I'm brain dead. Okay, I'm yeah, I don't even know if I'm gonna listen back to this, but I'll talk to you, I don't know, whenever. Okay. Enjoy, and I hope your orgasms feel just as good as mine. Thank you so much if you followed along with me, I mean, during this little journey, and it was fun, but don't think I'll do it again. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.